You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is Drop Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And you make the people wait. That's what you do. But you're back from vacation. Yes! Welcome! DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Boy, oh boy, Rick, there's a lot of sports going on right now. A lot. Good morning.
Good morning, David. There's a lot, man. This is a good time of the year right now.
I almost feel like it's too much.
I said that same exact thing last week. I said the exact same thing. I had so much going on. I was like, wow. And then we're going to have, NBA playoffs are going to start. NHL playoffs are going to start. It's a lot.
There's a lot going on, right? So look at what we have right now.
Is the morning show too big for you?
No, I think we'll be fine.
No, we'll manage.
I think we'll be fine. You got, and Islanders have a huge game tonight.
There's also a huge Florida Panthers game tonight.
Huge Islanders game, huge Panthers game. Yankees in action. I love it. The 6 o'clock game. Rangers in action. I guess they can catch the Devils, but it's very unlikely. Mets with Scherzer on the mound. Right, the NBA postseason, I guess, technically starts tomorrow night. I mean, there is a heap of stuff. And now you have a wide receiver you thought you were on the verge of signing in Odell Beckham, and he up and signs with the Baltimore Ravens. So is there a lot going on right now.
Yeah, and last week you missed the great Mike Tannenbaum, friend of the show, saying that the Jets should draft a quarterback with the 13th pick.
Quarterback 13th overall selection.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Grab a hooker with the 13th pick. We'll talk about it. I can tell you how green he felt about it.
Well, I think most people would be very bothered by it. If you're going with Aaron Rodgers, you're all in to win this thing right now. You're not going to take a quarterback 13.
That's right. Especially after how you saw Aaron Rodgers react to taking a quarterback in Green Bay.
Could you imagine that?
No, I couldn't imagine
that. No, but it's not going to happen, so I don't think you have to stress out. You know what they're going to do. They're going to take an offensive lineman.
Right, which is what they should do.
So let me read this for you, and then I have a question or two, and then we'll dive into some of the football and the basketball and the baseball and all of it. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. So was I missed last week? Was I not missed last week? Did you feel like it was a good respite that we had, that we weren't doing the show together? Or were you like, God, I wish you were here? Be honest.
I'm being honest. RJ asked me the question at some point. RJ, what day did you ask me the question? How much I missed Dave? 1 out of 10.
I think by Thursday I asked you before.
Thursday. Now, was this an on-the-air ask or this was an off-the-air ask?
On the air.
On the air, okay. So on-the-air ask, and the response, RJ, was?
He misses you a ton.
A lot.
I've told you before, off the air, on the air, without you, the whole tent comes crashing down.
Well, how did Dan Grasso, I heard, did a very nice job last week. How did he react when you're like, God, I miss Dave so much?
I stroked his ego on Tuesday with the CMT. I was asked, Cuddle, Marry, Trash, Gordon, Ty, Dan.
And you married Dan.
I did the right thing.
Well, you love the one you're with, right?
Listen, I mean, it's a whole week of shows together, right? Wanted to make them feel comfortable, loosen them up a little bit. And these two, RJ and Santi, did me no favors.
All of a sudden, they
went mute for 2 days, didn't talk.
Really?
Yeah, the microphones were broken. They had nothing to say.
That's what they do.
Right.
That's what they do.
Figure it out, kid. But by the end of it, we're getting free apple crumb pies from Stop and Shop.
That's
things
nice.
Are happening.
That's nice.
You're the worst, too, by the
what
way.
What did I do?
I text you for an update, and it's like, first couple times, no problem, getting pitchers and you know, Ben hit a home run.
Okay, by the way, he didn't hit a home run.
I thought you said it was a home run.
No. And maybe this was my own fault. Maybe you misinterpreted. You said, how's Ben doing? I said, it's funny you should ask. He just hit a bomb.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, I didn't mean home run, though.
RJ, am I wrong?
Just hit a nice can of corn to right.
No, he hit a long drive to left field. But the park, I mean, to go out of the park would be over 400 feet.
Well, I didn't know you said Ben hit a bomb.
Listen, maybe I take ownership of that mistake. maybe that was on me.
I announced it on the radio.
I got texts from people. How dare you not tell me Ben hit a home run? I'm like, he did not hit a home run. And then I said, and then like, what did you say? I said he hit a bomb. Like, why would he say that's a home run?
Why would I?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of friends do you have? That's what it means.
No, not really.
RJ, if I text you, Milo just hit a bomb, what would you think? He hit a single?
A home run.
No, right? No, you would not. You'd think he hit the ball well to left field, which he did.
Get Kay on the phone right now.
No, I'm not getting Kay on the phone. Kay's fast asleep. He's drooling all over his pillow. We're not getting
Aaron
Kay
Judge,
on the phone.
Bomb to left. Oh, it looks like it's a single. No,
I didn't say it was a single.
It's a home run.
Well, you know what? When you're 16, a bomb might mean different than when you're Aaron Judge.
I think there is no
chance.
When
you're playing in a park where it's 400 to left field, a bomb is not necessarily a home run.
Aaron Judge bombed.
Aaron Judge is a mutant. He's 6'7", 290 pounds.
And the second, Mateo up with it, he'll throw it first.
You know what? It's my own fault for thinking that you wouldn't jump right to that. He did not hit a home run. He hit a good a deep shot to left field. Way deep to left field. And it was caught. But it was well struck.
It wasn't even a hit?
No, it wasn't a hit.
Oh, my God. Why couldn't you just say he hit a deep shot to left?
Because I didn't realize I had to spell it out for you. I didn't realize you'd take it to the airwaves either.
Well, I was impressed.
You knew
what do you
better.
Mean?
You knew better.
Well, dude, if I was in Florida with Milo on something and he had a home run and I texted you, I figured you would say something.
Okay, but you don't think that I would have said he had a home run? Like, why would I say he had a bomb?
Because he hit a home run, that's why.
It's not one and the same. But you know what? It's my own fault. I should really have spelled it out better for you, and I apologize for that. So, yeah. So, go ahead. So, why am I the worst thing in the world now?
No, because everything was good. You're sending me beautiful pictures.
RJ, you should have seen it. He's texting me, and within like 9 seconds, I'm returning the text. It was as good as it gets in text returning policy.
Right. As good as it gets into absolutely as bad as it gets. Because then I said, on Saturday, how was the trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, crickets.
That's right. Well, because at this point, now I'm back to real life. Right? You're like, how was the trip? My poor wife needs surgery tomorrow. She tore her ACL. I'm pushing her through airports in a wheelchair. We're the first people. We're those people that's like, if anybody can't walk, get on the plane now. We're those people. We're sitting on the plane for like 40 minutes before we take off. Yeah. So
that must have screwed up your drug schedule, too.
No, drug schedule was fine. I didn't over-medicate, though, because she's like, can you please not take two, just take one? I was like, I'll only take one, and I was very good.
What's the future mean for us, man?
I was very, very well drugged, but not overly drugged on the plane. But by the time you texted me on Saturday, now I'd already been to the doctor's all Friday morning with her. We're doing all this pre-op and blood tests and all sorts of stuff. So, like, the trip felt like it was years ago, and I didn't respond. So I'm sorry for that, but I thought my response was very, very timely and very on point up until then.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I was getting pictures. It was.
As I was sitting there in the stadium.
Right. It was our relationship functioning at the highest level, and then I got nothing, and I was a little concerned. That's it.
Okay. Well, here I am right now.
You look handsome, though.
Thank you. I got a lot of color, by the way, down in Florida.
Yeah, a little red, but it looks nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So where do you want to start today? I mean, you thought you had a receiver who was going to come visit today, probably signed by the end of the week, and now that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I was surprised with how upset I was about that. I thought for sure. I mean, the visit was scheduled, and I guess it was the visit to New York that spurred on the Ravens to offer more money.
Right. Because the Ravens knew once he paid the visit to New York, he was going to wind up with the Jets. So we're going to offer him, I imagine, more than the Jets would offer him. I mean, he can make up to $18 million for 1 year with Baltimore. Seems like a lot of money for a guy coming off a season he didn't even play.
Yeah, 15 guaranteed, up to 18. I just don't maybe he knows, obviously he knows more than we do. But having the opportunity to play with Aaron Rodgers, and that's all we heard about, right? He was on Aaron Rodgers' wish list. They've talked a bunch of times how great it would be to play together. That with all the uncertainty with Lamar Jackson in the situation in Baltimore, like, I mean, even the kind of offense that they run. I mean, three of the last four seasons, they were last in wide receiver receiving yards. So I guess, I mean, he's now their number one option, but, I mean, isn't there a lot up in the air right now with that
A ton up in the air. I mean, you'd have to think that this means that Lamar Jackson is going to be the quarterback for them this season, no?
Yeah. It's amazing, though. They'll pay top dollar for everybody else.
Everybody. That's a lot of money, though. I mean, listen, I know the Jets are all in to win it this season, and you can pay no individual player too much money if you're going to wind up winning things, but to pay a guy that hasn't played in over a year, that has had a second ACL injury, that's a big number, $15+ million a season.
It's a big number, but we don't know how much the Jets had offered. I mean, Samini insinuated that it was a pretty aggressive number. I mean, they must have just thought, I mean, wide receiver room, we're pretty good. Bringing in Lazard, Hardman, we already got Garrett Wilson. I mean, you figure that Corey Davis would probably be the one that...
Right, he'd be the guy that got cut. But here's the thing, and I will say this. Your wide receiver room is plentiful.
Right. Yeah, but it's just, I mean, again, he hadn't signed anywhere. All we heard was that there was mutual interest. You got, I mean, Robert Saleh taking him to Phoenix Suns games. He was scheduled to visit. Like, and we've had this happen earlier in the offseason, too, with, like, Fletcher Cox and stuff like that. Like, guys interested and then last minute decide they're going somewhere else. But, yeah, like, it's probably my own fault. And I'm sure other Jets fans probably feel the same way. That just, for me, it was, like, in my mind, if I'm Odell and I have Baltimore maybe for a couple extra million and the uncertainty with, you know, Lamar's going to be back, is he going to be signed, is, like, what offense are we running? Or now a team that's going to have Aaron Rodgers that's all into a championship now. It's only a one-year deal, right? Like, I mean, that would be more attractive to me.
I'm surprised by this also. Very surprised. Well, think about what you have Aaron Rodgers, who apparently is a quarterback that he desperately wants you.
Right.
I would think you want to play with him. It's New York, which is a place where you felt like you had unfinished business. It's a team that's on the verge of winning right now. I mean, let's be honest. Who has a better chance of winning the Super Bowl this coming season, the Ravens or the Jets?
As soon as we get Aaron Rodgers, the Jets.
Okay, so I would think that's where... And again, it's a one-year prove-it deal. If he has a great season that one year, he's going to get paid in the offseason yet again.
That's right.
But, you know, I guess the money spoke so loudly to him. That's what it has to be, no?
Of course it is. And the other thing, too, with the Jets, I mean, it already now, I mean, nationally, the Jets are one of the big stories, maybe the biggest story
I think
in the
biggest,
NFL.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, so, I mean, as far as... primetime games. Where are you going to get more primetime games? With Baltimore or with the Jets?
With the Jets.
So it just, I mean, I don't know what, again, we'll find out eventually what the Jets had offered, but I think in my head, I had already talked myself into, like, which situation would I pick? I would pick the Jets. So I'm like, you know what? Odell's going to be a Jet. As soon as this Rodgers thing gets done, I figured he'd come, visit, they do the physical, boom, he's done.
So are you really disappointed now?
I was a little disappointed when I saw the news. I couldn't believe it. I had to check twice. I'm like, you see, my buddy's like, yeah, Odell just signed with the Ravens. I was like, what do you mean he just signed with the Ravens? He's supposed to come visit the Jets.
Now, you don't think that visit happens today, right? I just want to be sure where we are. Like, he walks in to Florham Park like, okay, Odell's here. Why are you here? Well, I just want to meet.
That's only a one-year deal, guys. Listen, I'm going to go to Baltimore.
Let's negotiate
bit.
Next season.
Right.
Negotiate down the road. So, yeah, listen, I understand why you're disappointed, but... Yeah, Garrett Wilson is terrific. You have Lazard. You have Hardman. Couple of tight ends. Still Corey Davis, right? I mean, you still have
Corey Davis.
A lot of weapons on this
Corey
team.
Davis.
Yeah, you got plenty of weapons. It would have been, I mean, listen, it's you have the luxury of, you know, having a quarterback that has the kind of gravitas that Aaron Rodgers has, which would make someone like Odell want to be, you know, a Jet, but I get it. I mean, however much money it ended up being more than the Jets were offering, but I don't know, man. Like, trying to, on a one-year, if it was a multiple-year deal, I could get it, but a one-year prove-it deal, give me Rodgers.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, but that's not what he chose. And listen, he's a guy that's tough to figure out sometimes. He wanted to get paid, and you've said this a million times. Guys equate how much you're respected and thought of in the league with how much money you make.
Yeah, well, plus maybe he just figures, like, once, I mean, if he knows something's going to happen with Lamar and he's going to be there long term, you know, he's option A. They hit it off. Then he'll get his long-term deal from Baltimore. Because you got to imagine, maybe the other thing Odell's thinking is that, you know, Aaron could be done in a year.
He could be done in a year. And then, but here's the thing. If he's done in a year, then you go to Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but I think it's also, I mean, if Lamar Jackson's going to be there long-term and you create the kind of connection that he's hoping,
start that connection now.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Numerous days I slept till 9 o'clock.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
Oh, so you feel great today.
Oh, well, not today, because today I, you know, was up early, had to walk the dogs before I headed into the city, but... yeah, but down in Florida, it's amazing how quickly you can just revert back to old habits and just sleep a lot.
What do you mean? No, it's not.
It's wonderful.
We barely get any sleep.
Well, now,
like, I mean, it's like a dead body.
Now?
Yeah, now.
But when I was in Florida, I was going to sleep like 11:30 and sleeping until like 8:30 or 9.
It's your body. It was
you. Craving sleep, right?
It's begging you. Bank some sleep, please.
Yeah. Well, we banked a little bit of sleep, which was nice. Which was very nice. So yeah,
wait till reality sets in tomorrow, though.
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
I'm going to be in the hospital tomorrow.
Right? No. Wait till you bring her home.
Oh, I was saying, and this is a bad thing to say. I shouldn't even say it.
I'll say it.
There's a lot of pressure on me here. I mean, do you understand? I have a wife that's going to have surgery. I'm going to have to tend to her. They might actually have me doing laundry in the house.
Oh, no.
Dishes. You should have said, I unloaded the dishwasher last night, reloaded the dishwasher last night. I got to drive kids everywhere. I'm going to have to make sure Sherry is comfortable, make sure she has her pain meds, all that kind of stuff. Like, I have so much to do. I can only fail. That's how I see it. I can only fail.
Now, you need help. Do you want me to move in for the week?
If I said I need help from you, would you move in? You would up and move in for the week?
Yes.
I don't think you would.
Of course I would.
She can't drive for weeks now.
Right. Yeah, I know. My mother-in-law was here when she had ACL surgery. It's not great.
It's not great.
No.
And you know what the worst part of it is? My wife does not take to instructions from doctors overly well.
I think early on, though, she'll be in enough pain where she's not going to, you probably won't have to worry about that.
I don't know.
But she should know, like, the less she pays attention to what they tell her to do, the longer it's going to take.
She's very stubborn, though.
I know, but she wants to be back on her feet and ready to rock and roll. She better just take care of it early so she's not putting herself
behind. I couldn't
agree
with you more. They told her, though, they're like, listen, here's what's going to happen. It's going to take you a good 9 months before you're running again. She's like, no, it won't.
Like, yeah, so now she's Adrian Peterson.
She's going to be the Adrian Peterson of Westchester Moms, yes. Yes.
If anyone could do it.
She was so proud, though, because I guess they give you a spiel where you don't have to have surgery, right? That's what, you can strengthen the muscles around. You don't have to have surgery unless you're an athlete. But they didn't even give her that spiel. They just said, all right, surgery is going to be Tuesday morning because you have to have surgery.
Yeah, well, she's still so active, man. She's not going to, I mean, start strengthening muscles and everything else.
No, surgery on Tuesday morning. And then that's when I have a lot of pressure. There's a very good chance I crumble under all this pressure.
That's where the cape comes out. Super Dave.
I don't know that I'm going to be capable.
I think you'd be fine.
I'm a hero! I have been a hero in the past, and I will attempt to be a hero yet again.
It's going to be a lot.
It's going to be a lot. I got to get kids all over the place. I'm all stressed out. Kids got to get themselves ready and out for school tomorrow morning because we're going to be in the hospital bright and early.
Oh.
Yeah? I got to make lunches.
Yeah, but luckily you have enough Progresso soup.
No, but they don't need soup. I got to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I got to make cheese sandwiches. I got to get stuff going.
Jeez.
That's all he eats? ESPN New York has given you the chance to score an amazing road trip and travel with the home team when New York visits San Francisco. Wow, this is exciting. You and a guest could catch a game and enjoy round-trip airfare, two-night hotel accommodations, and $200 in spending money. For official rules and to enter, visit the ESPN New York app and click on Travel with the Home Team, all brought to you by the engagement experts at London Jewelers. So I was at the Mets game with Ben, Alex, and one of Alex's friends yesterday. Rick, I got to tell you, we're 10 games in, 5-5, and not solely because of the loss yesterday. I am very, very concerned about this team right now.
All right, tell me what concerns you the most, because we went through this whole with the getting swept by Milwaukee last week, so we had our opportunity.
What concerns me the most? See, there's... Okay, I will say this big picture before I get into any like specific one thing. A team that is spending this much money, in my estimation, should not have this many holes. All right? The bottom of the lineup is bad. It just is. They still don't have a DH. Now you have Narvaez is out for 2+ months. I don't know that Alvarez is ready. I don't know if they're going to play him consistently. Nito is offensively is not very good. I just think when you get even the five batter, I mean, Canna's batting five. I mean, should he be batting fifth in a lineup? I don't know that that's accurate. McNeil's fine. 7, 8, 9, a problem. Starting rotation. I mean, Carlos Carrasco looks like I know it's only two starts. He looks like he's done. In two starts, there is no, honestly, is there an easier landing spot in all of baseball than a home start against the Miami Marlins?
No, there shouldn't be. I mean, that should be this was supposed to be a get-right series, right?
And for the most part, it was a get-right series, right?
Yeah, until the first inning yesterday afternoon.
Right. But Senga was good, and they won on Friday, and you felt good, and you thought about a sweep, and then, I mean, Brian Dela Cruz hits a 400-foot home run. Game basically is over at that point. Because the Mets can't get any timely hitting. So I don't know what it is specifically. I just think there's the starting pitching has me concerned. Because now I'm counting on McGill, who I don't have a ton of confidence in. He's fine, but I don't think he's great. I have Peterson, and now I have to rely on Carrasco. So there's three guys that I'm not absolutely in love with. That's worrisome. Bottom of the lineup worries me. I mean, I think the bullpen worries me a little bit too. There's a lot of different things that worry me about this team right now.
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. But again, I mean, should Mark Canna, and I like Mark Canna, should he be hitting fifth?
No.
You already know that, though. And I mean, this is why they went out and tried to sign Carlos Correa this offseason.
But they didn't get Correa.
Right.
And now I'm sitting here, and now it's Canna's batting fifth, and he's not great. McNeil's batting sixth. He's fine. And then 7, 8, 9 is nothing. And now if you get an injury like you have now with Marte, now God knows what happens.
Why, you don't have you can't sustain an injury. You saw that last year with Marte. He's too important at the top of that lineup. It's the same lineup, man. I mean, I don't know why you're surprised. It's the exact same lineup from last season.
Well, I don't know that I'm surprised, but I'm more frustrated by where we are right now.
Yeah, well, I think most of the frustration should probably be geared towards the starting pitching right now. Because, I mean, you spent $43 million on Justin Verlander. He hasn't pitched yet.
Not yet. He says by the end of April, he will make his debut, yes.
Right, okay. I mean, Max Scherzer in his first two starts. First start, five good innings. Then he gets nicked up in the sixth, but he's wearing down. And when you take that and how he finished last season, that makes you a little bit nervous. And now he's going up against the Padres, trying to get himself right. I mean, Carrasco was supposed to be a fifth starter. Right? Quintana's, he's out. Senga looks really good.
Really good.
I don't disagree with you, but I mean, this is, I think this is part of the risk you run. When you run, I mean, we've talked about this, I don't know how many times coming into the season. Like, outside of the three additions you made, I mean, subtractions and then addition to the starting rotation, replacing DeGrom, Bassett, and Taiwan Walker, you have the exact same lineup.
The exact same lineup.
You ran it back.
Right. You spent huge money to keep Nimmo, who's a good player. You have Marte. You have Lindor. Right? You have Alonso.
McNeil, you paid.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel great about it. I had reservations entering the year, and they are at a higher level than they were when we started, because I think there are, you shouldn't spend this much money, Rick, and have this many holes on this team.
It's how they've constructed the team, though. Look at how much that this team, all the money that they're spending, a lot of the money that they're spending is with the rotation. I mean, you have one pitcher that'll be 39 in July and the other one who's 40. And I know Verlander had an amazing season last year, won the World Series and everything else. But, I mean, that's 86 million bucks.
Right, on two pitchers that are 39 plus.
Right.
And then you're spending money on Quintana, who's going to miss the first half of the season.
That's how they decided. I mean, that's how this team was built.
So, okay, let me ask you this then. And we'll break and get back to this. Who's at fault now? Is this an Epler thing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? Honestly, from what I've seen so far, and you can disagree and anybody can disagree with me, Billy Epler has underwhelmed me tremendously.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, look at the deadline he had last year.
It was awful. And then, of course, all those guys go to the Giants, and now they're raking,
right.
which is amazing.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I saw a video of this.
Yes.
And I haven't watched it. I got it on I DVR'd. I haven't watched it yet. Is there one person that tried out that has like this crazy speaking voice?
Yes.
Is that this year?
Yes.
She sings and she's amazing.
Yes. Yes. I believe she's from New York, actually.
Dude, she's unbelievable.
So you'd be like, I forget what her name is. I'd be like, you know, how are you? She's like, oh, I'm doing great. Everything's really good. Thanks for having me on here. And then when she sings, it's a voice of an angel.
Right. They asked her, like, you have such a, like, they say, I think they said, like, unique or something. But do you do voices for, like, shows because your voice is so crazy?
Her voice is, and then she sings and it's like, it's beautiful. You know what always strikes me, though? Like, foreign people who have an accent.
Yes.
And then when they sing, they don't have the accent. I don't understand.
Right.
You've had the same
thought?
It's
amazing. Yeah, all the time. Or, I mean, even just watching, like, if you watch an actor and you watch them in a movie and then you hear them do an interview and you're like, whoa, whoa. That's how they really talk?
It's very strange. But you should. So are you going to watch American Idol?
Yes.
But you're so far behind.
Yeah, I'm so far behind, but I mean, it's not on my list of priorities right now.
But you're going to find out who wins, and then it's going to spoil the whole surprise for you.
There's a chance that happens, yes.
And then what they, I mean, they're so good at this. They pull at your heartstrings. It's amazing. There's a kid. He's from Hawaii.
And like, I saw him. Whose dad passed away?
Oh, his dad passed away, and as he's crying as he's singing. He's like, you know, my dad, he got me this guitar with like extra, you know, overtime work that he was doing, and it's a lot to handle. There is no show better at pulling at the heartstrings than American Idol.
Well, that's why it's been around for so long. People love it.
It's very good.
Katy Perry, emotionally attached.
Very good. Lionel Richie. Oh, it's a very
all
nice. You
night
know,
long.
It's a nice show.
I sang last week too.
On the show?
It. Yeah.
What'd you sing?
RJ, what did I sing last week?
He's on the phone.
Santy, what did I sing last
week? Hang on, we're going to pull it up.
Oh, God.
You pull it right up.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Nice, right?
I like that you clap.
That wasn't me. That was Grasso.
Oh, Grasso was clapping as you were singing.
Fully yeah, it was.
Did he sing at all?
Did he sing?
I like that you're singing. He's clapping for you.
Oh, I don't know if he sang. He did like a good 20 straight minutes of an accent. Like it sounded like Mayor Quimby, kind of like Kennedy accent.
Oh, really?
He's very good at the Quimby accent. Yes.
Right.
Nice.
I try to sound like somebody.
I go away, and you guys, you don't skip a beat.
No, we missed you.
Yeah. Commissioner Rob Manfred.
Hey, yo, cop, fair link. You want some turtle food, hey?
And then there was this, too.
I'm sleeping with my mother-in-law.
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah.
He's sleeping with his mother-in-law?
Play one more time, Santy.
I'm sleeping with my mother-in-law.
Yeah. Wild.
Wow.
It's just things you learn about your,
And
your
his co-host. Wife is fine with this?
I guess.
Wow. I got to tell you, that wouldn't go over well at all in my house.
No, I can't imagine in most households.
He's sleeping with his mother-in-law.
Right. It's a lot.
Now, did you unpack this? Did you start to ask follow-up questions of sleeping with your mother-in-law?
Yeah, I think it was a little, he probably shared more than he wanted to. So as I tried to kind of dive into it, you get clamped up a little bit.
I'm sure. See, that's the thing. What do you think your marital dynamic is like if you're sleeping with your mother-in-law?
I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine it's great.
I've met his wife. She seems very nice.
Mom just feels like she wants to be a part of it.
Yeah, but like, couldn't you have her over for dinner?
Right, but why'd you stop at dinner?
I guess. It's like mother-in-law, how about an after-dinner drink and a negligee?
Yeah, right.
We'll take this right up to
the
bedroom.
They might look alike. You got like the before and... And after, kind of.
Buck Showalter on the injury. So I was at the game yesterday. Did you know that?
You told me. Yeah, you just recently told me.
It was me and a lot of Jewish people.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of yarmulkes at Citi Field yesterday.
That's nice, though.
It was nice. It was nice. So we got there early. And anybody?
Oh yeah, but tell me how this went.
Yeah. So we intentionally got there early because I was like, guys, I want to get there early so we can have eaten. That way when the game starts, we're not, you know, having to go get food and miss two innings of the game. They completely agreed. We got there early. We sat down. We ate hot dogs, pretzels, you know, cotton candy, the works. And then we were done eating by like 1:20. Game starts 1:40. And it was perfect. The game goes, and this was not a very fast game yesterday. I think it probably took 2 hours and 50 minutes, something like that.
Yep.
Wonderful. It is wonderful. All it does, Rick, is eliminate all of the garbage time as you're sitting there watching a baseball game.
Right, but you didn't get one of the, I mean, you got like a, I think it was 2 hours and 52 minutes. You didn't get one of the 2 hours and 15 minutes.
But I would have been fine with that.
No, I know, but you went early, you ate, and then you weren't getting up. How would it have been, though, like it just with the timing of the innings? Like how would, if you decided, got to go get a popcorn or something, how much time do you think you would have missed?
Well, here's the thing. I don't feel like it was mobbed yesterday at Citi Field, and also we had seats in the very last row of section 108. So for us to get like to the concessions was seconds because we were in that row all the way at the end.
Yeah.
But there was one time when Alex was like, you know what, I'd love some fries. I was like, let me go get them for you. And then I got online, got them fries. I don't know, maybe missed two batters. I don't think it was mobbed though. But it didn't take forever. Now, also, it was 6-2 at that point.
Right.
So I wasn't like, ugh, I'm getting up to miss, you know, a game that's 4-4 right now. I thought it was fine. I thought it was a non-issue. And I think you have to be smarter now. If you allot X amount of time to go to a baseball game, just allot a little more time beforehand so you get there earlier. You can watch them warm up, which we did. Alex was this close to getting Lindor's autograph, right? He got online and... Lindor was signing all sorts of autographs, and then he finished before Alex got to the front of the line. We ate, and then we took in the game. It was great. It was absolutely great. And if you're someone that's saying, oh, I don't like the 2-hour, 24-minute game, do you understand the Yankees game is going to end before 9 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, it's phenomenal.
I do understand, though. And again, I haven't been there yet, so I
you're can't. Gonna, I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Right, and I hope you're right. I just think, like... Because you used to say this all the time, describing why you love baseball so much. It was, you know, you come home, it's on every day, you put it on, and it's not a sport where you feel like you have to be locked in the entire time. Right, because that's part of it, because it takes so long. There's so much time in between pitches. So, like, if you walked away to go do something for 5-10 minutes, you're not missing a lot of the game because, I mean, that's just how long it used to take.
Correct.
So now there's this added sense of urgency that if I walk away for 15 minutes to go do something around the house, I'm going to miss a lot.
I guess you're right. A couple things, you could pause it, right? If you have to get up and do something around the house, you can pause it. And yeah, I mean, there's a chance you're going to miss something, but there's 162 games.
I know, but I think that's part of what they were trying to do, though, was increase the sense of urgency a little bit, where things were happening fast enough where you actually could, I mean, you wanted to be dialed into it, as opposed to being able to walk away.
I loved it. I thought it was great. So how about this? So we're sitting there. It was cold yesterday if you weren't in the sun. And we were sitting in the last row of Section 108, like I said, for 6 innings. And we were freezing. I never leave games early. Actually, I had the thought of, because we were covered, right? Would have been great in the summer, but in you know, spring day, where it was nice and sunny, but the wind was whipping, it was very cold. These people, they're leaving. I don't know why. They walk up to us. They said, listen, we're sitting in row 2 of section 107, which is like you're right next to the field. We're leaving. Why don't the four of you go take our seats? They said, here, give me your phone. Took pictures of their tickets, gave us their seats. We walked down glorious for the last 3 innings.
Nice.
Glorious. Kids were so happy.
We were rewarded.
We were rewarded
for sticking it out.
Congratulations. For our fandom is what we're rewarded for. All right. Here's Buck Showalter. We'll get to the calls in a moment. 1-800-919-3776 on the Marte injury.
You know, we'll see what tomorrow brings. You know, between the neck and the, I'm sure y'all saw the knee to the head. He had a pretty good lump there. He's a tough guy. Some of the things you look for. Just didn't want to take any chances. The neck, he had pretty good whiplash there. We'll see how he feels tomorrow.
This worries me so much because you can't not have him for 10 days, 2 weeks.
He's too important. You saw that last season. He's too important, man. I mean, that's, again, I mean, you mentioned some of the holes right now. DH, third base. Like, they're a bat light, maybe two. And now you don't have your rotation where you thought you were going to have it. Sure, it hasn't been Scherzer. So, yeah, I mean, Senga's been really good, which is great, but this team was built on, like, really good, elite, top-of-the-rotation starting pitching and the best closer in baseball.
Right. And you don't have one of your elite starters. Scherzer doesn't look at the moment. That's early, and I think he'll be fine, and you don't have that closer.
That's right.
So, yeah, you're missing pieces. Let's go to some of the calls. Let's go to Lorenzo in North Bergen. Hi, Lorenzo. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
So let me sprinkle this past you real quick. What do you think if the Mets brought up Beatty, Mauricio, and Alvarez is already there? We move McNeil to left field, and then you start bringing in the younger guys to get that demeanor, mix in with the veterans, bring them up, and you know, that's what the Yankees did with Volpe. I think that it's time for these guys to come up. Tell me what you guys think.
But you want all of them up, though? You want Beatty? You want Vientos? Yeah. You want all of them?
They're ripping it right now in AAA. I mean, I understand that the MLB is a different dynamic, but if we're not getting these guys this experience, right now we got a core of Alonso, McNeil, and Nimmo.
Nimmo,
they're homegrown
Lindor
guys. Right? So why not bring up a couple more homegrown guys? And they'll take him under their wing. I think Pete Alonso will definitely be a mentor. I think McNeil and Nimmo.
Well, what does that mean, though? Yeah, but what does that mean? They're trying to win a World Series right now. What does that mean? I mean,
but they're
Francisco
ripping
Alvarez
in AAA,
was, right? And Francisco Alvarez was doing well in AAA, and you saw him yesterday. They stole 5 bases, and he looked overwhelmed a little bit at the plate.
Yeah, of course. He's going to get that because he's not getting that MLB experience. But because he's doing so well in the minor leagues, I think we should bring him up, mix him in. He's going to have his ups and downs. But
no,
we're not going to win right now with Eduardo.
Kate, listen, Lorenzo. I don't think you're wrong. I know for a fact that Buck prefers the veteran guys, so he's going to give the veteran guys, including Eduardo Escobar, some room to try to figure it out. And if he can't, yes, we all want to see Brett Beatty. We're not bringing up everybody. These young guys can't come up and sit on the bench. That's the problem with the young guys.
We can mix them in, no?
No, but they can't just play once in a while. They come up, they got to play. Otherwise, you're stunting their growth. They get set down so they can play every single day in AAA. They can't come up here and be part-time players. It's not good for the development.
And Lorenzo, I don't know that you can play three young guys every single day.
Oh, well, we don't have to play them every single day.
You do, because Rick's right. You can't bring. I mean, you can't bring up Beatty or Vientos or Alvarez and play them once or twice a week. What's the point of that?
How do they get that experience if they're not getting it at all?
At some point, they're going to be the guy. I mean, Escobar's not going to be forever. At some point, it's going to be Beatty is the everyday third baseman.
And they come up and they seize the role. Like Francisco Alvarez, and I said this on Friday, I hate even talking about it because, I mean, I've dealt with tons of injuries myself. But their Narvaez injury is actually, I don't want to say a blessing, but it gives him 8 to 9 weeks to try to establish himself and be that power bat, that other power bat that we're missing.
Right, but defensively, it was not good yesterday.
It was clear that they were going to try to take advantage of him.
And not only did they try, they did.
Yeah, but for me, he's got a hit. He's got a hit. Like, I'm fine. Like, we need to figure out somebody that can step, that can provide some power as the DH. Because Vogelback is not it.
No, Vogelback is not it. Ruff was not it. Right? I mean, you know what? You look at it now, you think maybe they should have brought Conforto back into the mix.
Well, you got Pham. I mean, you got Pham here, but still.
I mean, come on. You got Pham. You got LeCastro. You just, all these guys, that they're just guys.
Right. Listen, I don't fully disagree with the caller, but the whole, like, his whole premise of bringing guys up and having Pete Alonso and the veteran guys put them under their wings and they'll play once in a while. Young guys got to play, man. Like, you're going to call up Brett Beatty, he's going to be playing third base until he proves he can or he can't.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Now, did he get hurt?
Yeah.
Is he's fine? It's a non-issue?
They were concerned because it was the same thumb that he had the surgery on.
But he's been playing, he's okay?
It's nothing, no structural damage.
Okay,
man.
So... I mean, how much longer can you roll with Escobar?
He hit a home run this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just joking. I mean, I think they were hoping that his September from last year was going to carry like,
and
it, all
it
that stuff.
It has not.
It has not.
Let's go to Bobby in Saratoga. Hi, Bobby. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome back, Dave.
Thank you. Did you miss me, Bobby? Be honest. You can say no.
Yes, I did. So I just wanted... First off, to say, yes, I agree with you. I was with the company at the Yankee game a week and a half ago, and the game moving as fast as it did, it went 3.5 hours as it was, so we would have been there for well over four had they not changed the rule. But to get to my point, as far as baseball goes, we're 9 games in. Everybody needs to take a deep breath.
But it's not, Bobby, it's not the loss yesterday. It's not the loss yesterday.
Yeah, it's not the loss yesterday.
It's not even getting swept by Milwaukee. It's the fact that I look at this team and I hope to be wrong, it looks like there are legitimate holes in a team that is spending a boatload of money for this season.
And I agree. And you guys are going to make your analysis. I'm more talking to the fans that are absolutely losing their minds right now. And this is going both ways because right now, you're looking at a Rays team that's 9-0, but who have they played so far? So, like, we're a week and a half in. Just take a deep breath and, you know, just try and enjoy as much as you can the season to this point because we still got another, five and a half.
You got 152 games left.
Yeah, they have a million games left. Right. But again, I want to reiterate this. It's not the fact that they're 5-5. It's not like Canty a couple years ago where the Yankees were, 9-9 and he freaked out. It's the fact that I look at this and I'm like, hole here, problem here, hole here. There's too many problems on a team that's supposed to be very good.
Right, but I think that, I mean, for me, the bigger problem is, and I felt like, I mean, I wanted to talk to you about this last week, but you were out sunning on vacation. Like, the start of the Mets season feels a lot like the start of the Yankee season last season. Remember when they got off to a slow start, mm-hmm. and it felt like a continuation of what the problem was the year before, and that's why fans were kind of panicked, like, oh no, like we haven't fixed those problems. They were a problem last year, we haven't fixed them. It's kind of the same conversation we're having now. Now the Yankees, to their credit, like they went on a 52-18 run last year, and all that stuff like, quickly was now, are they going to break the wins record and everything else? But I think it's the risk you run when you decide you want to run it back.
Yeah, but when you think it's broken. And you run the same thing back, isn't that on you?
Yes, it's absolutely on you. And that's, I think, the biggest problem I'm having right now as a Mets fan. You told me we're a bat light. We're still a bat light. But on top of that, it's like when you look at 101 wins. Awesome. Great. Still didn't win the division. And then what happened in that last series against Atlanta, and then the playoffs, when you had the way your team was built to win, right, was perfectly set up in those two series. Like, if you could have scripted that series as to how you wanted to fall to get the best out of the strength of your team, it was how you wanted it. And that Atlanta series didn't go well, and the playoffs didn't go well. And now, how are you getting better? If all you've done is replace three starting pitchers in your rotation, you lost the best closer in baseball, and it's the same lineup, how are you getting better? Who in that lineup is going to be able to make a difference? Because last time I checked, Jeff McNeil won the batting title, right? Is he going to win the batting title this year?
Well, we talked about this. Is Nimmo going to have a better season? Is Lindor going to have a better season? Probably.
So how are you getting better?
No, you're not.
So if last year wasn't good enough, and listen, maybe it's, you know, it's not 101 wins. You get one of the wild cards, and then like the Phillies, you go.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't care if you win 92 games and you go on a run in the postseason. All I'm saying is, as I look at it now, and it's very early, and I understand that. I think there are real reasons to have some concerns about where the Mets are right now.
Somebody, it doesn't feel like what you need is on the team right now.
No. And you say a bat light? I think you might be generous with saying a bat light.
I'm being kind.
Yeah.
I'm being kind. So who's that like? I mean, we both think the Braves are great, right?
Great.
Right. Look at their lineup. Look at their lineup. And then look at, I mean, and there's plenty of reasons why, like, like you just mentioned, Nimmo had a great season and stayed healthy, and McNeil won the batting title, and Pete drove in 130 runs. Like, the Braves won 101 games, won the division, and you look and go, well, Acuna's another year off of his ACL. He'll be better.
And look at the young pitching they have on that team.
Right, they'll have Albies. They'll have, you know what I mean? Like, Olsen's going to be better.
Harris is going to be better, yes.
They just picked up Murphy behind the plate. Like, it's like you can point to things on that team and say, you know what? They're going to be a better team this year. I don't know where you would point because we haven't seen Verlander yet. Quintana's gone for at least half the season. And then we've got this big black cloud of having no Edwin Diaz for the whole year.
That's exactly right. And Robertson's been fine. That's been one of the things that has not been an issue up to this point.
Yeah, you missed that little gem when we decided to go with Robertson in the eighth and then Ottavino in the ninth.
Oh, yeah, and Ottavino allowed the walk-off home run, right? Yeah, that was great.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.